Well, listen to Big Fatty.
Yeah, that's BigFattyOnline.com. It's our friend Big Fatty,
and
formerly
Noah, we didn't
of the Little Fatty Cast.
Noah did some shows on Yeast Radio as Cher.
Oh, they're hilarious. Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and I am sitting back here in the Fat Cave. And that means it's Tuesday, March the 11th, and this is episode 28. And all I got to say is explicit today. Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, my old ass is finally back home. And I hope that you, or some of you out there, at least, well, a few of you commented, but I hope many more of you enjoyed the little things that the Fat One brought you while he was on the big cruise, and sent lots of pictures back. If you haven't been over to the www, which of course, as you all know, no, you do not have to use, but if you haven't been over there, go over there and look at some of the pictures from the cruise. We had just a great time, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more on today's show. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to read the itineraries from each day, but they're not here. Why? Because one of fucking Big Fatty's pieces of luggage did not return. Not a happy camper. And speaking of explicit, y'all, Big Fatty has looked. Now, when he set up the settings and all with Tim Cormall to begin with, Big Fatty specifically set it to explicit. But y'all, explicit hadn't been coming up on any of my postings in the iTunes, and I'm like, well, how do I do that? Well, I wasn't quite sure, but I think I figured out how to do it now. So we'll see if it comes up. In fact, when you're, you know, after you download this, go back over to the iTunes and see if this one shows up as the explicit, because, you know, I'm not sure if it did or not. But, you know, if it has Big Fatty in it, it's explicit. Okay. But anyway, may I just say that the cruise was fabulous, and that everything was fabulous until I got off the cruise and in the Fort Lauderdale Airport, and then all of a sudden I started to begin to get this feeling of anger. And I'm like, well, why would Big Fatty be angry? You know, what is here in the Fort Lauderdale Airport that wasn't on Big Fatty's cruise ship? Now, I'm going to give you just a moment to think about what that might be, okay? Okay, did you think about what that might be? Cunty, 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 cunty. Perhaps that's a clue that might help you. Y'all, in that airport, all I heard was bitchy, bitchy, bitchy women and children screaming and yelling and crying. Oh, my God. God, you know, I've decided that going on the gay cruise is not about being around the gay people for a week. It is about getting away from the cuntiness of life and the children in life. Lord, have mercy on my soul, Miss Agnes. Well, anyway, so we were a little bit late leaving Fort Lauderdale on Sunday evening, and But we were able to upgrade to the first class, which, you know, that's always a good thing. So Big Fatty had a couple of beverages and was not feeling any pain. You know, the cuntiness kind of moved, you know, into coach class. It was behind me. I didn't have to worry about it, blah, blah, blah. And then we get off in Atlanta and we go right on to the next flight and, I mean, literally walk to the gate and onto the plane and they were boarding. We were going to leave right on time and then we had to wait. 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 And every time we were waiting, guess who we were waiting on? That's right, co-eds from the College of Charleston. And they would,
sorry.
I wanted to vomit. And of course, Big Fatty's in the coach section on that part back. So I'm a little cramped and I'm a little crampy, okay? And I'm a little dehydrated and all these kinds of things. So we're about 50 minutes late leaving. Not a happy camper. Since I had called Miss Kitty as I was getting on the plane, saying, Miss Kitty, looks like we're going to leave right on time. And because Miss Kitty was going to pick us all up out at the airport. And so then we get into the Charleston airport, made up a little bit of time in the air. And it's not a long flight. In fact, we waited longer than the flight took. So land and the luggage comes up, starts coming up. And, oh, ours is some of the first luggage to come off. And, you know, there's four of us there, me and Larry Cly and my two horror friends, Granny and Miss Porter. And, by the way, I hope you enjoyed hearing their voices on the last show, because they're looking at me as I'm talking into this headset going, eh? In fact, I believe there were some cricket sounds. And their luggage is all off, and of the four of us, there were seven pieces of luggage, okay? And six of them arrived. Yeah. So, this is about 1:30 in the morning, and there's an announcement by, let me see, I don't really remember her. Oh, yeah, I do remember her name. Cunty. Cunty gets on the PA system.
If your luggage has not arrived, please go to the AirTran ticket counter.
Okay. So, Big Fatty, which is at the other end of the terminal, so Big Fatty hoisted on over there to the AirTran ticket counter, arrived there, and that's right, no one is at the AirTran ticket counter. Is there anyone to be found at 1:30 in the morning in the fucking Charleston airport? No. So Big Fatty climbs over the scales that they, which, you know, immediately should have set off an alarm and a heavy tag should have been placed upon me. But I'm knocking on the door. Nobody comes. So I walk back down to where the luggage carousel is. There's no luggage sitting there. Nothing. No. So I walk back down to the AirTran ticket counter, still no one there. And then I see Cunty McCuntcunt pushing a trolley with, you know, seven or eight pieces of unclaimed luggage on it down to the AirTran ticket counter. And so Cunty McCuntcunt, I believe was her name, she said, all right, well, let's see, let me get your last name. And I said, well, it's Fatty, and first name is Big. And so she's typing it into the thing. And she says, do you have your baggage claim tickets? And I said, yes, they're right here on the envelope. And she goes, well, which one is it? Well, I'm not sure which of these two it is, because Big Fatty's luggage is already out in the car with Miss Kitty, Larry Cly, Miss Porter and Granny and the other six pieces of luggage. I said, I'm not sure which one. Well, I can't file a report of missing luggage if I don't know which one it is. And I'm like, fine, cunty met cunt cunt. When they, and you know, you can't sit out in front of the airport. So I walk out. I said, I will go out here, and when they circle around, I'll wave them down and get the number. Well, I've got to go back down to the luggage carousel. I said, wait a minute. Big Fatty put out the hand and said, wait a minute. We're going to solve this problem before you do anything else. So you stay right there, because I'm not chasing you down. So I walk outside, and I look down, and I see Big Fatty's large cabin vehicle sitting down at the baggage claim area with the back open with Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter and Larry Klein. They're down in that area. So I come back in to Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, and I say, hey, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, they're all waiting down in the baggage claim area, so why don't you just, since you needed to go down there anyway, why don't you just come with me, and we'll go down to the baggage claim area together? She goes, okay. So we're walking down that way, and about this time, and she's walking with, you know, pissiness. Well, you know, okay, I'll give you that it's 1:30 in the morning, and your name is Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, and you've had a long day, but you know what? You are still here to help a customer, okay? Big Fatty is the customer. It's 1:30 in the morning. Big Fatty could be screaming at you right now, and he's trying to hold it in and be a good customer, even though, y'all, I have never wanted to punch somebody in the face more than I wanted to punch Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt in the face. So we go down, and I go outside, and of course, when Big Fatty's luggage had come off, Big Fatty ripped the tag off and threw it in the garbage can. Well, you know, I had forgotten that. But there was another little barcode sticker that was on the bag that I had seen the lady put on there when we checked in at Fort Lauderdale. So I took it off, and about that time, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt comes outside. By the way, and also when we left Fort Lauderdale, 75 degrees. When we arrived in Charleston, 45 degrees. So it's a little bit of camisole weather, okay? So Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt comes out, and she's able to decipher from looking at the barcode which is the correct, you know, luggage piece or claim check that we need to be looking for. She's sitting there writing on her clipboard on this piece of paper, and she goes, now, what does it look like? I said, it's an orange. It looks just like this person's piece of luggage, because what it was, Big Fatty had put a lot of his dirty clothes into the complimentary Atlantis canvas bag that they gave everyone on night one. And Granny had done the same thing. So there was an actual bag right there that she could look at. Okay. So I said, it's in an orange bag, just like this one here. And I said, it's orange and it has stitched in the side of it, Atlantis. And she says, and what kind of bag is it? Is it a suitcase? I said, it's just like this one, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt. Was that a duffel bag? I said, I don't know. Would you call that a duffel bag? I wouldn't call it a duffel bag. I think what soldiers and sailors carry is a duffel bag, okay? This is more of a canvas bag, you know, that you just, a shoulder bag kind of thing. And so she writes duffel bag. And on the piece of paper, and she says, now, what's in it? I said, dirty clothes. Well, I need to have specific things or TSA will not release the bag. And I'm like, what the fuck has TSA got to do with you losing my fucking piece of luggage that has passed through inspection already? I said, I'm not sure what's in it. Dirty clothes are in it. Well, we've got to have specific things that are in there to put on this report. And I said, I don't know what is in the bag because I've got some dirty clothes in one piece of luggage. I had some in my carry-on, and I had some in the orange. Did I mention that the lost bag was orange with stitching on the side? Oh, and by the way, there was a name tag on it that I had filled out and put on the bag also. So my name was on it. It was an orange bag, and it had Atlantis, and it was full of dirty clothes. That's it. Just dirty clothes. I said, I'm not sure. Well, we've got to have something specific that's in there. I said, okay, jeans. Okay, so she writes down jeans. Well, is there anything else that's in there that's specific in there? Are there shoes in there? I said, no, there are no shoes in there. Because there were no shoes in there. She goes, well, was there a shirt from the cruise ship that you were on in there? I said, no, I didn't fucking buy a fucking cruise shirt. So she says, well, how about white socks? I said, yes, there were white socks in there. So the specific things that we had to have to determine it was Big Fatty's orange canvas bag with Atlantis stitched on the side of it, with Big Fatty's name tag on the end of it attached to it, the things that specifically made it Big Fatty's bag so that TSA could release it to Big Fatty because AirTran lost it, were jeans and white socks. Well, thank you, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, for making this a lovely experience. So off we go, and needless to say, there were five of us in the car. She got 10 fingers as we drove away. And I do mean finger. In fact, she's getting them again right now. So, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, I hope that your life is as miserable as you made mine. So Big Fatty gets home, and he's all worked up and dehydrated, and he couldn't go to sleep, so I didn't go to work today or on Monday. And anyway, so that was kind of good. But AirTran calls me this morning. Hi, Mr. Fatty, Mr. Big Fatty. We've got your bag here in our office here, and I was just wondering if you would like to come by here and pick it up, or if you would like for us to deliver it. And this is some nice guy. I said, well, when I spoke to Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt last night, I gave her the address and all that I wanted it delivered to. Oh, well, let me just check here in the computer. Well, I don't see a report being filed. Fucking Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt did not do whatever she was supposed to do. Excuse me. Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt, isn't that your fucking job? Isn't that what you're getting paid to do? So I explained to the nice person on the line that Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt was very rude, and Big Fatty did not appreciate that. He says, well, I'm very sorry. We will look into that. And, you know, I just wanted to let someone else know that Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt was indeed Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt. So, anyway, Big Fatty's bag, he says, we have your bag, and as soon as the courier gets back, we will deliver it to the address. And I gave him the address that I wanted it to. Oh, my God, I have bitched and complained for 20 minutes. Well, you know what? Big Fatty gets a bitch cast every now and then, okay? But anyway, he says it could be up to about 2 hours before we can get it delivered. Well, guess what, everyone? Still don't have the bag. Thanks, Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt. Did I mention Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt? Oh, Lord. And for those of you who have vaginas, I'm not making a generalization about all of you. Just, you know exactly. I'm sure you've all had a Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt in your life. In fact, if you'd like to share a story about the Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt in your life, I'd love to hear it. Well, not really, but just leave something over at the www. I promise it'll be better tomorrow. Did I mention I have a wonderful tan? Oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Me!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.